It's time to grab your book and your nipples. Snatch 22 Podcast. Hello, and welcome to Snatch 22 Podcast, where we read and rail on ridiculous erotica. I'm Croy.
And I'm Tatiana.
And apparently, someone outside is hacking people to shreds with a chainsaw, so if you hear some chainsaw action, too bad.
Don't be alarmed.
Ain't nothing we can do about
it. We're in on it.
Yeah, it's all smutte. This week we're reading Weekend Away, an almost erotic, almost love story by Lori Schaefer, which is funny because to me it was completely erotic and completely a love story.
Yeah, the start of one.
Yeah, a nice unfolding.
A nice?
Well, you know.
I mean, sure.
I'll be honest, because we had like a day to stew on this after my dear sweet Tatiana read me this book on the couch as we canoodled.
As we were in each other's arms. Baby!
Baby! But I was reading it and I'm like, if you take them out of the circumstances, I was like, this actually sounds really lovely. Like not their whole buildup and everything, but just going on like a little weekend retreat and like.
Oh, that sounds lovely. A cabin close by the water. I mean, like, no one's
sensuality.
Like debating that. It's just that they're both so awful. Oh, wow. And now they're calling you. Yeah. Yes, murderer. It was a lovely concept, like two human beings going on a vacay together, like the start of their relationship, still kind of hiding how they're feeling about each other. Like, obviously, he's more into her.
Denying. Yeah.
He's definitely more into her, and she's definitely denying her. I don't even know. She definitely likes him, but maybe she's just not ready for a relationship.
Yeah, they have pretty, you'll hear literally momentarily, but they had pretty set stipulations for what they were supposed to be, but it seemed like she liked him. And just didn't want to come around, but she was also really annoyed by him.
Real aggressive. Real aggressive about him.
He's mean.
Just mean. It was a lot to handle. She just seems to me, and what you guys will find out, like, no, I don't want to paint a picture for them. I want us to say some of the things, and then I'll tell them what I think. But I don't want to paint a picture for them until they've made their mind.
Yeah, fuckers. Make up your own minds.
Losers. Just kidding. I don't mean it.
We don't mean it. We only mean it, like, a little. All right, yeah, let's dive into Weekend Away, an almost erotic, almost love story by Lori Schaefer. Oh. Opening sentence. And, oh no, this was the guy. Damn, I was going to say. Oh, because she was such
way.
A rat. I want to use like the
voice. I remember when I first read it, I read it in the Emmett Gadd voice, and then I was like, oh wait, I think this is the dude. Oh, bummer. I was so upset with myself.
Well, then he's going to talk like this. He is like, I was thinking maybe we could go away for the weekend, Jesse said, interrupting our lady's post-coital attempt at sleep. Her name is Cindy, and that's going to seem weird until you find out she's 40. She had expressly told him before not to talk to her after sex, but it's okay because she wasn't listening anyways.
What a bitch.
Right off the bat.
What a rancid bitch. Like, these rules, and like, you can't talk to me after sex. Like,
don't talk to me after sex.
What kind of person does that?
I don't know. That's someone who desperately doesn't want to get attached. Or has had a lot of sexual experiences and knows, like, okay, if I lay around after sex and talk and, like, kind of open that window where I feel more vulnerable with you, maybe she knows that's how she catches feels.
It just seems so forced. Like, yeah. Such a forced, like, I'm a tough woman. I'm sexually independent, so I don't need to talk to you. Just fuck me.
She's just an asshole.
She's just a bitch.
Yeah, if you wanted to have sex with somebody and then make them disappear off the face of the planet, go pay a prostitute. But not your friend.
Or a Jesse's Tinder date.
Friend. Yeah.
I know. No, it's true, you're right, because it mentions in the book that they're friends with benefits. So they've been friends for many years. They just recently started this sexual journey together or whatever. So it's one thing to maybe pull those cards or even just ask someone to leave directly after sex or whatever. But
they're buds.
But you guys have been friends and have had this connection. You can't just turn that off because now you're sleeping together. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
That's the whole good thing about friends with benefits, I guess. I've never really had friends with benefits before.
Let me tell you, it's not easy.
Okay.
It's not easy.
Okay.
It's just not easy. Because you're like, yeah, we all have fun and we hang out and it's great. And then you're like, oh, well, I'm totally not attracted to you at all. But we should probably look at each other naked and, like, put each other in each other. Like, friends.
Yeah, you
like
know, friends. Normal, average.
Like, there's some people who can totally. I've got a couple of friends who are super all about their friends with benefits. They have, like, pretty much have, like, someone in each city that they go to that's, well, like, oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, we're going to hook up. And I'm like, that's crazy because I'm like, ugh, I don't know. Apart from a couple of instances where I was just deprived, anytime that I'm like having sex with someone, it's like there's a connection and a spark that you're kind of trying to explore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's different for everybody. She's an asshole.
She's awful though. Yeah, no, for sure. Asshole. I don't understand it.
But at any rate, she answers, sleepily, pretending she didn't hear. She licks the inside of her mouth. Mmm, semen.
Mmm, semen.
Spunk.
Gross.
And she sits around and wonders, was that my tongue or my mouth that tasted like semen? What a mystery. But then she proceeds, and I felt really silly when we were reading this. She's like, maybe my mouth just tastes like mouth right now. And Toddy's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I'm like, I say that at least once a day.
That is so, I've never thought about that. Because I think it's one of those things that, like, if you work at a coffee shop and you go into a coffee shop, you don't smell coffee. Like, you're nose blind to it. Like, I feel like your actual mouth is something you're, like, taste blind to.
I don't know. Only
taste things that are affecting your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, we can all taste bad breath.
Yeah, but what is that the cause of? That's the cause usually of bacteria or other stuff that's been lingering. It's not like, oh, this is how my tongue tastes.
Unless there's bacteria on your tongue and you don't brush your tongue.
Yeah, but that's still not your tongue. That's bacteria. You feel me, homie?
Don't science at me. You're too good at this.
Am I really, though? Because I may have...
Maybe my mouth just tastes like mouth, okay?
All right, maybe I just want my mouth to taste like mouth. The new flavor from mouth.
Mouth,
tastes
mouth.
Like mouth, 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 mouth.
Mouth.
That'll be the new, like, sex shop thing where they drizzle, like, honey or, like, ooh, salted caramel. It's like, ooh, a mouth. Drizzle a little bit of mouth on your shoulder.
But I feel like you would have to be drizzling salted caramel on other salted caramel. Like, Inception. Like, Mouthception.
Mouthception. Caramelception.
Jesse responds immediately with, really? You want to? And the funny thing is, she literally didn't even say anything. To recap, he said, I was thinking maybe we could go away for the weekend. And she says, huh? And he says, really? You want to?
Oh my God. He already has his bags packed.
Oh my
Let's
God.
Let's go. I packed you a one suit. I love you.
And pan over and see out the window. He's in the car like, oh, beep, beep.
And like an old, like from vacation, like that, whatever, like that kind of car
was. A station wagon.
Let's go on the road.
Out on the open road.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
That's so funny. Well, he just obviously likes her so much. This poor, poor ding dong.
Unfortunate soul.
You cannot enter into friends with benefits dumps if you already know that you're like, I want something with this person. That's just torturing yourself.
Yeah, no. Not smart.
Yeah, and it's like 500 days of summer where he's like, well, she's going to change, right? And she's like, no. I told you explicitly, no. Except for this was a bad example because she told.
In 500 Days of Summer?
500 Days of Summer. She's like, yeah, no, I don't want anything with you. I said that. And then in this book, she's like,
oh, in this book. I was like, in 500 Days of Summer, it doesn't change, though.
No, not at all, which is great.
Yeah, I do like that. I do respect it. But I feel like even though it's like 500 Days of Summer, it's like kind of promoting in a weird way for it's like, hey, I wasn't what you wanted from the beginning, and this was what it was. I feel like people still manage to find a way to side with the white guy and like be like, well, she's just a stupid bitch with bangs.
She didn't give him a try. She didn't even care. She didn't give him a shot. She used him.
And you know, I'm like, oh, I don't think that was the point that they were trying to make. But thank everybody else for making her a villain.
Oh, look at you projecting. Look at all of you people projecting.
Oh, you must be so hard.
Oh, life is hard.
How many Tinder matches do you have? Oh.
How many?
Under 50. It must be tough.
At any rate, they kiss, and his mouth and tongue taste like pussy. Good to know. Cindy responds, I can't believe her name is Cindy.
I don't know why it's so disorienting. It is such that age. Not even 40 now. Like, now it's like, Cindy's now are like in their 60s, I feel.
Well, it's interesting,
too. Or it's like a classic name for like a 20-something-year-old.
I know of so many adults who like don't agree with dating around and with Tinder and like fuck buddies and polyamory too. Like, there's a lot of things in this book that it's interesting that it was targeted at like a 40-year-old woman and a dude rather than like young people who it's like this is the norm. Maybe these people don't know the rules or have never or like are totally walking into like a new. I don't know. She seems really experienced though because she talks about like her other. Am I crazy or does she talk about other fuck buddy experiences?
I don't remember that. It's possible, but I don't really remember.
I don't either. She responds by saying, what the fuck did you say? While presenting herself for more sex. She sits up. Okay. This was one of our favorite things. She sits up like at the speed of light and snaps her breast to attention. Such detail.
Like a Transformers.
They jerk to a halt.
I'll be providing the sound effects. Thank you, everybody.
Because this isn't the kind of, her words, again, this isn't the kind of bang-bang I was expecting.
Gross.
She was tepid about doing this with Jesse since they were supposed to be only friends with benefits. But come on, Cindy. He scoops her up with his hairy haystack arms.
What a weird way. I don't even know what they're going for.
I don't know either. Like a sexy looks
like
a
haystack. Like, does he look like a haystack?
A hairy haystack? I guess his arms are like...
Maybe he's like a sausage shaped. Maybe he's just stout.
Maybe he's got blocks for arm like Popeye. And he's just really hairy.
My mouth tastes like pussy. My mouth tastes like mouth.
But wouldn't you like to get sweaty somewhere else for a change? That's pretty much what he offers her is. Wouldn't you like to get sweaty somewhere else for a change?
I do often think about that. I'm like, you know, I'm so tired of being sweating in the same place all the time. I have like my top three places that I'm sweating. It's like the living room,
everywhere.
Work. And my car, my air isn't working.
The bedroom is just not going to cut it.
You know what? I want an adventure with my sweat, as I think that's normal for all young women. Or apparently 40-year-old women, too.
Sounds like you have a real purse for adventure. Perspiration.
Get out of here. Okay.
Moving on. I just want to circle back to Harry Haystack arms. It's got to be blocks. It's got to be hair. Or maybe they're like hay straws. And he's got really thin, stickly arms.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe it's like his body hair. You know how like some people's body hair it's like smooth? Maybe his is like frizzy.
Like brindly?
Brindly, yeah. Maybe so it's like all poking out like little things of hay.
Too bad. Because it sounds like later they describe Jesse to have like a rockin' body.
Maybe he does. I don't know. 40 really isn't that old. Like we're making, like she makes herself feel old. Like, you know, she mentions it's like 40's not. She can still be super hot, and so can he.
And considering
they're like, not. These people aren't. But
we're
I
pretty
mean,
much dead by Hollywood standards, so we know what it means to feel old.
Yeah, right. Hey, we're young and hot.
We're young and hot.
We're 1,000 years old. 1,000.
I am a tomb.
Oh, baby.
Jesse pushes his loose limbs into all of her good places. Speculation on this? Like, her good...
Loose limbs. Let's just... Loose limbs. So I'm thinking elbows. Like, elbows, kneecaps...
I think that his elbows were removed, and he's just got spaghetti for arms.
Good.
And they just kind of like...
And all the loose places. So, like, he's basically just... She's placing his deboned elbow into her pussy socket.
Or her good places.
Yeah.
Maybe even... I feel like if you wanted to... Like, if you were going to try to incubate something, the armpit's a nice place to keep stuff warm. Good place.
That's my good places.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I'm thinking of, like, good places on my body, I'm like... Armpit.
When I think female anatomy that men are totally wanting to enter, armpit.
Nostril.
Oh, the nostrils.
Or I have my ears pierced, so that hole is
good,
too.
You have gauges? Or do you mind?
No. I don't. But the men I go with are pretty small in comparison, so, you know, it's fine.
Well, maybe if you're into gauge stretching, we can also gauge our areolas.
Ew. Wait, is that a thing?
I don't know. There's got to be somebody who's trying to, like, open up their nipple hole really wide.
Oh!
Yeah, as soon as I said it, I didn't like it.
I'm Googling it.
Okay, stretched nipples or open nipples.
Well, no, piercing. It has to be, like, a piercing thing.
Okay,
so, like,
nipple gauge.
Nipple gauge.
This episode brought to you by Nipple Gauges.
Ew.
Quote, I have never been able to resist that man. Oh, you know what? This deserves the voice. I forgot. What a skeezy, weird... I have never been able to resist that man, even when he didn't smell like fresh pussy.
Gross.
Oh, like,
so he's just been deep fried in that pussy.
Oh, what is that? Are you wearing Estee Lauder Beyond Puss?
Un puss.
Un petit puss. Just squirt it on your neck. They discuss locations, and Jesse makes it sound like a less of a big deal than it is, because I think... I think he realizes that she's a little freaked out and, like, tepid about his onslaught of love. Even though he runs over to his pants and literally grabs a brochure out of the pocket saying, oh, well, no biggie, let's just go rent a cabin a few hours away for the weekend, like, alone. I haven't planned this, but here's the brochure. I drove there and got this.
Oh, please, here's some little twigs and berries that I found there just to really entice you. Please also, come with me.
I bought a sheet set because I measured the specifications of the bed, and I already put a rug under the bed for you because I know that you like rugs.
I'm a big fan.
I've already
filled the fridge with all your favorite liqueurs.
Oh, perfect. I was going to sacrifice you in the tub. Cool or not comfy? Maybe. Why the slur? Is that him, like, drinking her blood?
I don't know. I'm just into it right now.
Good. They've also apparently been to the city. Oh, you know what? No, wait. That was before they were fuck buddies. They went to the city on a little adventure.
Apparently that was nice, I guess. But yeah. That was before everything got complicated.
Yeah.
Well, like, complicated.
Complicated.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody.
Very good. Thank you. Look at my girl.
Hi.
Her words, not mine. She thought it's safer to minimize their non-naked activities, which is such a fucking weird way to just say, like, I don't want to hang out with someone I'm only having sex with. Whatever. There's so many choices in this book that are just bizarre.
Just
I do love it.
Strange.
Cindy's got real concerns. Like, what if my hip goes out? And he says,
I'm 40 now.
Yeah, now that I'm 40, I'm a waste. I'm a shambling tree corpse.
A husk of a woman.
Jesse says, the no more nookie for you. Ha ha, no one cares. He rubs his beard on her, calls her sweetheart, which is very unfuck buddy-ish, and then says her hip will never pop out. As expected, she says, what did you call me? Sweetheart.
It's too far, you monster.
Yeah, but then to really, like, you know, keep things light and friendly and add no pressure, he says, next weekend, or no nookie for you. And she says, fine. So it's on. This has been, I want to say maybe like a third of the book has been us like getting ready to actually go to the book.
Yeah, which is interesting because it's like one of those things like an improv they teach you, like, just get to the meat of the scene.
Yeah.
It's like, we know these people are going here and we're reading smut, so just get to it.
Yeah, like in an improv scene, if somebody was sitting here doing all this shit, somebody without fail would pop out from behind and go, later at the lake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh shit, I have to actually do it.
Oh no, I guess I was really mulling it over.
What's her name? Oh, Cindy. Cindy pretends to sleep, and once Jesse thinks she's asleep, he adores her for a moment and then leaves. And then she's like, she just wanted us to know that she demands that they have sex at her place so that she can wash the smell of Jesse off of her immediately because she's obsessed with it. So she doesn't want to do anything with him, but she's obsessed with his smell. She's obsessed with his jizz taste.
Yeah.
So, okay, so it does seem like that, like, she's maybe into him and is trying to, like, fight her feelings.
Yeah, it does kind of seem like that.
Because I know that when I like someone, I just can't stop smelling them and guzzling their cum.
Yeah, that's my top list. I like to keep it in a little jar next to the bed.
Yeah, do you moisturize? Smell
it. I do. I snort it.
Oh, no.
I wait until it gets all crusty.
Oh.
Put it into a line.
Dice it up with a razor.
Yeah.
Snort that sperm. Snort that sperm.
That's why I'm pregnant. That's how that works, right? I was homeschooled. Not quite sure how this goes down.
The next week comes and goes, and Jesse keeps talking about more adventures while they head to their first fucking adventure. She literally drowns him out in the car by turning up the radio. She is a passive, aggressive, selfish nightmare.
Yeah, it's so tough because, like, even if, you know, you're having these feelings, and I understand things can be complicated, but you're actually treating someone terribly.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just no excuse for it just being mean.
Which makes me think, like, how long has she been treating him like this? Is this their whole friendship? Or did this just start when she started catching feels and she started getting nervous? But, like, why would you hate yourself enough to hang around with somebody like that who just mistreats you? Nobody deserves that.
No one does, but people do it all the time.
Such duty. It is scorching, simply scorching, in early August when they check into their hot-ass cabin, much like the one that we're recording in right now.
True.
They swap into swimsuits and run down to the lake. It appeared cool and inviting, but when they get there, it's actually steaming with the sun. Her swimsuit was sticky with sweat and sunscreen. She puts her nose into her armpit and huffs and goes, ew, rotten coconuts.
What a random... When have you smelt rotten coconuts?
I don't know, but why are you... And this... I guess she's kind of trying to be... discreet about it, but she huffs.
I like to think she was as trying to be discreet, but he catches her just, like, neck deep in her own armpit. Shoulder deep. Inception.
Doing, like, a stretch, like, oh. Or was it, like, a dance move? Like, yeah. Yeah.
I wish all of you could see the dance, the ways that Croy successfully found out to check her scent.
I gotta check my scent all the time. I have a very bad sense of smell, so I try to be vigilant.
I huff as often as possible.
Yeah, and it's never usually rotten coconuts, thank God. His sweat seemed to enhance his aroma, though. Quote, like juice dripping from meat roasting on a spit.
Ew. Which is once weird. Again, all of her metaphors are weird.
Well, think about, like, a nice skewer, like a seasoned steak skewer from Outback Steakhouse.
I don't think they use skewers like that.
They sure don't. Okay. But just think about it. Dice up one of their steaks and go out of your way to put it on a stick. And then just, like, enjoy the juice dripping.
I remember when I read this, Corey was like, that actually sounds pretty good. I'm like, in a sexual way, though? She's like, no.
No,
but I'm
no,
pretty
no, no.
hungry right now. Kind of like, you got it right. Like, a spit roast sounds phenomenal.
Ooh, yeah.
But relating the guy that you're, like, really attracted to that's like, oh, look at him sweat like a pig on a roast. You're like, ew, oh, God.
Maybe if you both just ran a 4K together and he's not dripping. I don't know.
I don't
know.
Did I say
4K? Those don't even exist. I'm in a 5K. Fuck! I'm not a real runner.
I'm not even upset by men sweating. I just don't like the relation to a meal. You're like a spit.
Oh, like a sweaty meal. Now I'm on the same page with you. It only took 2 days.
Here we go, guys. Everyone, come along.
Yeah, sweaty meat sounds terrible.
Yeah, yummy though, definitely.
Yeah.
Man, I would love
some fogo de chao. Like Brazilian steakhouse where they bring you the meat.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. What are we doing?
I don't know.
We're leaving the podcast. Excuse us.
Bye. Cindy tried to be discreet while noticing his sweaty, sexy body and wiping the drool off of her face. Because apparently Jesse is sensitive about his funk and probably wouldn't want to be compared to meat. Fair.
You know, me neither.
Meat neither.
Okay.
What? Come on.
I love you.
Come on.
You're fine.
All right.
Okay.
Jesse finally says, I can't take any more. Water? And then they rush towards the lake and enter the water. Man, that page break was unfortunate. I read, he beats her into the water.
Well, this took a turn.
With a twist. Jesse beats her into the water and they have some
flirty. Now he beats her into the water. Pulverizes her.
Just like, hold, please hold for effect.
What a mistake. Oh, you couldn't come in. You just couldn't come in. And now she's soaked. I love you, my doll. Hi. Just swallow. Just.
That's what he's saying. Am I right?
Am I right?
Oh, man. We're all gonna accept. I may or may not have catapulted a full mouth worth of water into mine own lap. Now it looks like I pee-peed.
I whittled.
I did the smallest wrinkle.
Anyway.
So, like we were saying, they rush into the water. He beats her into the water. And plop. And they have some flirty back and forth banter between those black eyes.
Just really boring and awful.
She lays back and does a backstroke. She's a very good glider, guys.
Yeah, apparently she's a great swimmer. She swims all of the time. And they tell how she's swimming, the way she's swimming, but not in like a sexual
the direction
way.
She's swimming.
And we're all like, can we get to the smut? Like, what is happening? Why?
Like, I didn't even think about it until now. We met them post-sex. Mm-hmm. So we didn't even start the book with them fucking and being like, let's go on a vacation. Like, we didn't see their awesome fuck buddy sex. It was just like, hey, sweetie, don't call me that. You want to go to a lake? Don't call it that. Like, don't call it a lake.
It's a lake. That's too provocative.
Yes.
Okay,
it
call
is
a puddle.
Body of water. It's an aggrandized puddle.
Bitch. Okay, well, all right.
Well, she's romantic. A really good swimmer. Jesse yells at her as she swims away, professionally, asking where she's going. She treads water and shoots him a glance of superiority before she whips out her side stroke and swims circles around him, literally. He latches onto her bikini top and unties the string, snapping that shit up pulls the top off and leaves her tits up in the water.
Tits up in the water!
Ah! That's the name of my biography. Tits up in the water. He won't give the top back until she admits that he's a better swimmer than her. Which, if we learned anything, she's not gonna say that.
Oh, no, barely. She's an
asshole.
Yeah.
She's an asshole. My foot is still wet. I didn't get any of the water off my foot.
Hi, princess.
I'm sorry. Ooh, our favorite line of the book.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yay! Jesse hangs the top around his neck playfully, quote, about which it hung limply, emptied of boobies.
Emptied of the boobies. What? Whoever has looked at a top and been like, oh no, they've been emptied of the boobs.
No, oh, they've emptied of boobies.
Oh no, where'd the boobies go? They're no longer, where are the boobies?
If anything, it sounds like a scholastic, like, 9-year-old boy who, like, just found out what boobs were and just found a bra on the floor and was like, oh my god, like, this is emptied of boobies. Also, I won the spelling bee.
Yeah, not like a 40-year-old pair. Like,
oh my god.
The fact that they're saying boobies anyway and it not be hilarious. Like, what are you doing?
I wish we could write, we should write an erotica where it's like, we're using all, like, relatively unsexy words for things, like childish words or just, like, gross words, but meaning it very seriously. Like,
I wonder if we can make it sexy with that, because it definitely throws you out of a moment the moment you see boobies. Like, yeah. It's just like, whoa.
Like, he saw hurled boobies out in his mouth.
Hole.
In his oral spot. In his yum-yum cave.
Yum-yum cave. I don't think there's any way to make it sensual, but we should take the challenge on.
We should take the challenge on. Maybe that'll be a thing for next week, is writing ludicrously unsexy sex. But trying to make it sexy.
Sure.
Her boobs floated comfortably and perkily in the lake. But nay, I shall not be aroused, she says. Two can play at that game. She dove underwater and pantsed him. Pulled his dick out and stole his trunks. He's powerless to stop her. Dick afloat in the musty lake.
Dick afloat. like a turret upstream.
Like those slides you always wanted to see shoot out of an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
But it's underwater, so no one knows why he's panicking. Whatever. They must have been like, I'm going to assume they were like $110 from Izod or Polo Ralph Lauren.
Oh, God. If I not, hate those times. And the chainsaws are back?
The chainsaws are back. We are so sorry for the cumbersome murder happening outside.
Ugh, they had it coming.
They had it coming. Coming. Brr, 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 brr. Oh, it went away. Bye. Cindy kicked away from him, but he chases after her as she figures out what to do with his trunks. She can't fit his trunks around her neck, so I'm assuming he's an actual child. Like, these must be the...
Oh, I thought they were too big. I think they're too big to put around her neck.
But I feel like they'd be really easy to put around your neck if they're too big, right? Because then you could use the strings and just, like,
well, I would think, but there. Then it seems like it holds her back later. Maybe they are too small?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't say either way. Just an idiot.
He also said that she says later there's just like a height difference. So maybe he's like enormous. Oh.
Maybe you can all weigh in on this debate via Please the internet.
Please do. We'd love it.
It does mention at some point that he is a significant amount taller than her. So
not taller.
Just bigger.
It just mentions that there's like a weird height going on, but it doesn't say how. He could be stouty like the haystack. Maybe he's 2'5". We have no idea.
Well, yeah, maybe one of them, here are our thoughts, is either the height difference is really minimal because some of these details are, like, very bizarre anyway, where maybe it's like, he's so much taller than me. I'm 5'8", he's 5'10". It's out of this world.
The odd couple, some call us.
Either that, or, like, he's Shaquille O'Neal, and she's pretty much an infant.
What if he's super short and she's super tall?
That would be great. There are porns where it's all about size. Like, it'll be like, there's crushers, there's like obese women with skinny men, obese men with skinny women.
I mean, I've known of them.
Yeah, and then height-related ones, which I feel like a lot of people kind of go for like the little person porn, but there's also ones that it's like super-duper tall-ass people.
Huh, I don't think I've seen the tall-ass one.
You're not missing out.
What?
You're not missing out.
No, I'm sure not. Yeah, I'm sure.
No way. She ties the drawstring of his swimsuit to her bikini. This requires a lot of strenuous kicking, and he approaches slowly. Her bikini bottoms fly off, and she couldn't find them anywhere. She reaches around, not able to see anything, and now they're both completely naked, just floating there. And they decide to walk back to the cabin, since it's only a 5-minute walk. Still no sex. She snaps the bikini top on his face and neck, making him go, oof, when she realizes, hitting this man in the face doesn't get us back to the cabin any faster or more clothed. Like, Why would you stop and point that out? What made you think that in the first place, that taking your swimsuit and hitting a man in the face would get us back to the cabin quickly?
But I mean, it's obviously like good flirting. Like, you know what I mean? They're just flirting with each other. I don't know why this had to be a thought process of like, oh, I guess this isn't helping. Like, you guys are just having fun. Like, why does it have to be anything besides that, you loser?
Well, is she even, like, it doesn't sound like she's just gently snapping the swimsuit, too. Like, sproing. It sounds like she's, like, picks it up and goes, flap, like, whips him in the face. Which would suck.
Sounds like my sister.
Oh, no. What also sounds like he doesn't really care and he's willing to put up with her abuse anyway.
So, they're perfect. They're perfect.
A dream couple. Cindy scuttled like a crab to the shallow end, staying as covered as possible.
Visualize it, guys.
Yeah.
Just crab walking.
Looking for spectators, but nobody was around. In a psychotic moment, Cindy wonders, are we all that is left? Is it up to us to repopulate the earth? Because at our age, it's difficult to succeed. Just such a fucking weird. There's so many one-off thoughts and sentences and descriptions in this book
that she goes through, and I'm like, why are you thinking this? Also, it's not impossible for her to have a baby at 40. She's not like 60.
You're not barren. She's barren. Well, she doesn't have any kids, so maybe she is barren. She tries to prick up her ears until she remembers,
like,
and it says
dog.
This in the book, that human ears don't do that.
Like, oh.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
I'm not a bunny rabbit.
I'm just a girl in love.
She's just a girl in love.
I can't be held responsible for my actions.
She's an absolute idiot.
She has many underlying issues to address. She's certifiably stupid and adorably obsessed.
The same that makes you crazy, therefore you can't call her crazy. Cause when you call her crazy, you're just calling her in love.
Blam!
You're welcome. Watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah, watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. For everyone who does it, it is so positive in every way. It's fucking female positive, sex positive. It is just everything positive. We revert back. Why isn't anyone else here on such a hot summer day? Weird.
They're
all fucking in a bush. Jesse and Cindy rise from the water, naked as hell, imagining themselves as less hot versions of Aphrodite and Poseidon, but only with one prong on his trident. Then they proceed to wonder, how related were these mythical Greek gods? They
say, why does it matter?
That's literally in my notes. The words, why does this matter?
Like, it just doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter, you know?
Good. Quoting yourself.
Like, I love quoting my own work. Because even back in the Greek mythology times, like, they didn't care. Like, they were plowing everybody.
Totally. Animals, children.
Yeah. Siblings.
Siblings.
Fathers. Like, it just didn't matter. It wasn't a thing. So it definitely doesn't matter in this context. And why do you care?
Yeah, why are you thinking about this? Just go have sex. Go have sex in the book.
Please, God, that's why we have this book. We're all dying.
Even, like, I still really like this book.
I do actually like this book.
I just have so many questions. Like,
its randomness is just out of place. It's out of control.
I feel like this is me trying to do improper erotica and just leading us into, like, the non-linear.
Yeah.
Like, just side quests.
Which is fun, but does leave a lot to the imagination.
Yeah, like, now they're Greek gods. And they do talk about it more than what we just addressed here. They do bring it up again shortly thereafter. What a treat. What a treat. What a twist. They wade slowly towards the shore, and the coast is still clear. They power walk their happy asses towards the cabin, unhampered by shame or clothing, which is actually really nice.
That sounds great.
Cindy couldn't help but notice his bearded gingerdom glowing in the
sunlight. So now he's a gingy. We don't have any info on her.
Yeah, we have no physical info on her, but let's cast ourselves a sexy bearded ginger. Who are we thinking of?
He's got to be in the 40s, too. He's got to be in his 40s.
Yeah, and even if he's not a natural redhead, we can still dye somebody to match. But who's like a goopy-eyed, kind of like puppy dog-ish?
Jake,
like,
Gyllenhaal, but I think he's too hot.
But he sounds pretty hot.
I guess so.
Jake Gyllenhaal? Yeah. You know what? We'll ginger him up. Jake Gyllenhaal is our...
We have no details on Cindy. Like, none.
She seems...
Are we going Dolly Parton again?
Okay. I was going to say, like, dumb blonde.
Dolly Parton?
Let's break the stigma. No dumb blondes. Let's make her a redhead, too. Who can we cast as a dumb redhead?
The two gingies found themselves?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Okay. I think so. I got two friends that are gingers that just had a beautiful ginger baby.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm not that too serious.
With Stevie.
Oh, so cute.
I know.
His wife
is a babe. I can't believe I've never showed you pictures of her.
I can't think of, like, a woman in her 40s who's, like, a redhead.
Christina Hendricks.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, she's real hot. Her body is just boobs. Absurd. And it talks about her floating boobs and the emptied of boobiesness.
Yeah, that, yeah. Let's go with Christina Hendricks.
All right, Christina Hendricks and Jake Gyllenhaal. Best day of Jake Gyllenhaal's life.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, he was glowing in the sunlight. He's buff as hell. And Jesse leans away from Cindy as she tries to grab the swimsuit top from around his neck. Playfully.
Playfully.
And then he says, wieners are hardcore. I need it more than you do. What does that mean?
Wieners. A, he used wieners. Wieners. B, he used wieners. Hardcore.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
In reference to an unhardened wiener. And just to a wiener in general. We gotta stop saying wiener.
Wiener.
A ding dong, a tallywhacker.
A tallywhacker's fun.
What makes you? What are
swizzle
like,
stick.
Okay, I was gonna
slide say, whistle.
What are other childhood like words you had for penis? Like other people had, like ding dong, tallywhacker,
wee wee,
pee pee. Ugh, that more one pee-pee, is yeah. Gross. That one makes me unhappy. Pee pee. I feel like there's gotta be more. People got like
the electric cucumber.
What?
Don't use that.
Oh, like what the fuck?
Homeschool
like a ska but... band.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I know people would say like meat and two eggs or like. A hanky or something?
The staff from above.
Oh, a one-pronged trident, apparently.
Ah!
Thank you, Poseidon.
Thank you, Poseidon.
Poseidon?
Ooh, Poseidon.
Ooh, Poseidon.
Ooh, Poseidon. I like
damn,
that one.
Damn! We also gotta write Greek porn.
Oh, I'm into it. That I'm into.
Asphodite. Asphodite. No, that was not good. I like Poseidon.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite.
Yeah, well, that'd be a nice lesbian porn.
We can do that.
Sensual.
Yeah.
Like beautiful.
That.
Yeah.
Yes. Our characters reach a small wooded area halfway between the beach and the cabin. So they're about 2.5 minutes into this jaunt. Cindy's feeling great, and there's still no sign of anybody nearby. Jesse pulls the top off from around his neck and tries to sling it around his penis. Here we go into some really great descriptions about how
it's
they
beautiful.
Try to
it's beautiful.
Disguise. They use the word disguise his penis. And just so we know, a disguise isn't hiding something. It is simply altering something's appearance to make it appear as if it is something else.
Like, so someone was walking by, and they're like, oh, is that a naked man? No, wait.
Yeah, is that a tiny man in a trench coat? No, it's just a penis.
Oh, wow. Thank God. I was scared.
Phew. He seems suspicious. So let's see. They try to sling it around his penis, making it look like a dangly hammock. Also, made his dick look like... Oh, his dick is modeling a hot pink bonnet. God, Cindy has to fight to control her amusement and wants to reconfigure the garment over his penis. She tries to make a coat more than a hat, but it ends up like a scarf. So instead of like wrapping it, she didn't want to wrap it around. She wanted to put it on top, but she got halfway there. So it looked like a dick scarf with her bikini strings.
Dick scarf.
She tries to wrap the strings around his dick like an ornamented barbershop pole, but it wouldn't hold. And even worse, now he's got a boner from all the fiddling. Now we just have a poorly disguised cock. Man, what are we going to do with that boner?
What a bad day. You know, Mondays.
Mondays. Oh, now we just have all this boner to deal with. I can't believe that they hadn't even... I don't know. Because now it's like, oh, I guess I have a boner, so I guess maybe we should have sex. Instead of being like, ooh. We're naked. We were playing in a lake. We're on a couple-y vacation. Like, what the fuck? Where was the
boner? What a dream boner.
Dream boner.
Oh, dream boner. I will slide you in and out of my mouth. That was a beautiful rendition. Thank you, everybody.
It's beautiful. They give up and he throws the top back around his neck. Ugh, boners. Am I right?
Mondays.
They talk about their nakedness as they walk. She wants to wiggle his dick into her vagina now, practically fighting the urge to hump his leg. When he says all of a sudden, that's a really big bush, he whispers to her. Is Cindy offended? No, because Jesse was talking about an actual bush behind her. A big bush that could conceal two naked adults? Jesse pushes her down to the ground and climbs on top of her. And we're like, oh, here? This is how it goes? Like, all right.
Fine, we'll take it any way that we can at this point.
For sure, just like she's about to.
Ew.
He smells so good. Huff, huff. Her legs spread, and the ground gives a little as Cindy plants her hips to the earth. They're breathing heavily, but quietly. He's inside of her as a crowd of people meander near them. They make eye contact as the group gets closer. Cindy wonders silently through her eyes, are you gonna stop? Jesse seems to sense this and shakes his head. Hell no.
Hell no.
She thinks to herself, what a good friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Fuck me behind a bush and then again.
You're in the mode.
I'm in it. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't you ever apologize for genius.
I was also watching Golden Girls this morning.
Okay.
Do you know that that's the theme song?
No, I have absolutely no idea. I've never seen Golden Girls.
Oh, I know you haven't seen it, but it's like such a famous theme song. I thought you might have known.
No way.
You know we're going to watch Golden Girls together. You know I need it.
Speaking of Golden Girls, there's two Golden Girls podcasts that you got to be listening to. Amanda and Emily, we have a podcast. They are so funny. They have great chemistry.
Hilarious. They
just talk about like the things that people tell them about and then turn them into improv scenes and just kind of like go off on them. It's really worth it. Like if you enjoy our chemistry, two silly ladies who just love each other, you would love Amanda and
just
Emily.
Love each other.
Check them the real time fuck out. Anyway, huff, 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 huff. What a good friend. Cindy bites his shoulder and uses it to muffle her breathing while they fuck in a bush, waiting to see if these people would find them. One of the voices says, yeah, that was a hell of a barbecue. I can't believe they invited everyone in the lake. No wonder the lake was so dead. They fuck for minutes as the cavalcade passed by the shrubbery.
A bunch of minutes.
It doesn't
sound
great.
Maybe 3 or 4 minutes.
3 to 4 tippy-toppies. Tippy-toppies. So the group passes by. Lucky them. And as soon as they pass by, Jesse's like, sweet, and begins pumping hard and fast. He was so ready to come, so he pulls out his penis and jerks all off over her boobs until her nipples were white with the stuff. White with the stuff. Very, like, Long Island.
White with the stuff.
Her breasts were white with the stuff. White with the stuff?
I feel like you're emphasizing the wrong word.
White with the stuff. I don't know. How would you do it?
I have to try to think. Until they were white with the stuff. Like, I don't know. It's just like...
I don't know.
There's a way of saying, I don't know why in my head it doesn't sound as ludicrous.
I don't know. Like, I'm thinking white with the stuff. I'm, like, replacing white with, like, covered. Like, they were covered with jizz. But
white
I feel like...
the stuff. Like, that
I love
stuff.
That you didn't see this head swivel that Todd is doing. Such insane attitude from the 90s. Just bop, bop, boop. White with the stuff. They're white with the stuff. They smell musky and cummy and vagina-y.
Ooh, vagina-y.
His juice is dry on her skin.
Ew, damn it.
And she lets us know, how funny, my breasts haven't ended up naked after all. Because they're covered in jizz. Cute. But whoa, 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 whoa. He does not make her come.
It's not mentioned at all.
He never makes her come.
It's not even really talking about her pleasure at all. Like, even her... Because, okay, I'm going to say, like, sometimes, like, oh, it's always great to come. But yeah. Also, like, sometimes sex can just be enjoyable even if it doesn't have that outcome.
Sure.
Like, it could be about, you know, intimacy, and it still feels good even if it doesn't reach that end.
Sure.
So that's fine, but it still doesn't mention her actually having any pleasure from it other than this is happening. Like,
no, he just dropped her ass into a bush and started having sex with her.
Maybe that's why she hates him.
Well, apparently he's good at it.
Whatever.
Or they wouldn't keep going.
Whatever.
I don't know. It's all terrible. It's all terrible. So, one of them has no orgasm, the other one's feeling great. They make it back to the cabin without incident, and made love between meals 3 more times, which is such a weird way to put that, between meals. I don't know why, it sounds very, like, religious-y, like old-timey Jesus,
yeah.
We made love between meals.
Well, I feel like for them, it's like they just couldn't keep their stamina up without, like, a few sandwiches and a Gatorade.
A Frisco melt.
A Frisco melt.
Go dry, get out of the woods, drive through a Steak and Shake, come on.
Yeah, get some curly fries or those shoestring fries, hell yeah.
You gotta. This is
I
where things
melt
to me.
Now.
Oh,
I want a Frisco melt. How dare you?
We can.
Where?
We can Frisco melt. There's one Steak and Shake here.
Where?
I found it. It's where? In Burbank.
What?
Yeah.
That's not even bad.
We'll go. We'll go.
Okay.
We can go. We'll go on our adventure day. Ah! Right, you guys all get to know about our love, our plans.
You're welcome.
You we'll welcome.
Steak and Shake. We'll post about it.
Yeah.
We'll try to post about it.
Oh, man. We should.
We should.
We should start posting more personal content. We love the fucking silly-ass animal memes
They're
we
just
do.
So funny, but we could try. We're sorry.
Pictures of asses jumping into the river.
I was a fan. That cat stripping on
cat
a pole. That is so funny. Everyone, you're welcome.
Some of our best performing pictures are memes of, like, getting drunk on Friday, which neither of us do. So I was like,
yeah, so true.
For the amount we talk about being drunk, we're actually sober all of
the
time.
Literally all the time, yeah.
Which should say things about our love. But truly, this is where things kind of get gross. Because they weren't gross, but now they get gross. Her skin was so tacky the next day that she had trouble slipping into her shirt. She did not shower for 2 days. And at least once an hour, she would stroke her fingers across her sticky breasts and think of him. She's so fucking thirsty. There's a lake outside.
I just don't understand, even because, like, it's hot. They already described that it's, like, hot as the Dickens anyway. It's just so hot. You would want to shower anyway. Not to mention the fact that you're covered in semen that's dried on your body.
Coats of semen. At least four, based on this. Four coats of semen. And she said that he covered her boobs. Covered.
Ew, this is so gross.
I know! Just go swimming, fucking...
God, you losers.
The real trouble, too, in her opinion, was that she was used to having his smell all over her. So when she finally showered and smelled clean and not dirty, she thought about him. She thought about it as she lied next to Jesse, waiting for him to wake up, fondling his dick. We've jump cut, also, for those who didn't realize. Maybe they should just go back to the lake. She thinks to herself, I hardly even need to suck his cock to get a whiff of his juice. I can taste it in the air. My whole apartment smells like him now. I can't get rid of it, and I don't seem to be able to get rid of him, which is supposed to be endearing.
But we hate both of them so much that it just means nothing.
Yeah. So she pulls him in. They snuggle. She breathes him yet again, huffing that ass. And we're done.
Good. It honestly was fun, though.
It was so much fun, but it was just like, there were three very distinct points throughout the book now where we can stop and be like, the true defining characteristic that we know about the woman is that she is obsessed with smell.
Yeah, the rotten coconut.
Coconut, his musk, his jizz taste.
The smell of fresh pussy.
Fresh pussy smell, yeah. And just huffing him on the regular.
Yeah, we have a lot of that. And I feel like a lot of the books we've read actually don't mention smell that much. Really rarely get that smell, you know? Yeah,
it'll be like, oh, it smells like pine trees and semen in here. And you're like, oh, good, 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 thank you.
Oh, good. I love pine trees and semen. The scent, for Bigfoot. Overwhelming, yes.
it's just bizarre that it's like, for somebody that we're following around, and I wonder if they purposefully leave the woman vague so that we can imagine ourselves.
That's usually what they do. They usually do the personality, too. Like, they did that with Twilight, where it's like any teen girl could really insert herself into that character. So it's possible, but she's just so distinct in her personality, really.
Yeah, she's just
very bitchy, very mean, very closed off. And we don't get any other backstory of, like, why she's like this or what her trepidation is. It's just like, we said we were going to be friends with benefits, so that's how it's going to be. Bucko.
Oh, weird. Look at you buckling with me.
We did the same time. It's like I watched your mouth. It's like I felt a mirror. We are a precious pair.
Wow. We're in love.
Forever.
Final thoughts on the book?
It was fun. I thought it was fun. I mean, I definitely didn't like her character, and I think it always perpetuates like this stereotype of like this two-dimensional shitty woman. But then again, it's like his character was, I want to say, one of the most bland things I've ever heard of. Like, he had no personality at all.
He had no spine.
No, we really didn't get a lot of detail about how he looked or she looked or their dynamic. So they were kind of weak, but besides that, it was a lot of fun.
I mean, if we can decide to dye Jake Gyllenhaal's hair and beard red and throw him in there, we definitely didn't learn enough.
Yeah, true story.
Definitely didn't learn enough. In the spirit of smut and things that are gross, this week we'll be playing Urban Dictionary.
Ooh.
For those who have never been on UrbanDictionary.com, treat yourself. It is a wonderland of wordplay where you can type in basically any one word or two words and then find out that it's a depraved sexual act. Whether you wanted it to be or not, and whether it actually is or not, somebody has made it so. So we asked our listeners... We asked our listeners, and we got a few different Urban Dictionary things that we're going to let you know what they are, you know, just because we want to educate the people. We're totally not making these up on the spot right now, right?
No, we would never do that.
Not us.
We're good Catholic girls.
What the hell? We do whatever Daddy says.
Ew!
I knew you would hate it!
I started it.
All right. From BAMFX Frenchie, we have the pickled pinata.
Okay.
Have you been on Urban Dictionary lately? Can you tell me what that is?
I'm almost consistent. It's a bookmark page of mine.
Oh, good.
You know,
it's my homepage.
So this is where you go to Mexico.
Good.
First step is you go to Mexico. And you cover yourself in salt and vinegar. Okay? And then you slaughter a few dozen chickens. And you roll around. You just roll around in their feathers.
Why?
And then you get a bunch of men to beat you. And then have sex with you.
I gotta
say, it's only for the adventurous.
I've never heard of that version.
Oh yeah, dude. Do you have one? Have you been on Urban Dictionary?
Well, the funny, I thought that this should kind of happen when you traveled anyway. Is you just got accosted by men in public and beaten.
At least in our experiences backpacking through Europe, absolutely.
That's what the news tells us.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because maybe I went to a different page, or like maybe mine's like outdated. Maybe yours is outdated. I don't know.
Oh, of course it's mine. Sure.
But yeah, totally.
No, but tell me.
Oh yeah, the pickled pinata that I had heard of. So it's really interesting, actually.
Commit!
The first thing you do, and it really cheers in like a similar way, but the first thing that you do is you actually, you know, take the skin of a horse and you slide inside of it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so the horse is gone. It's just you and the skin. And then you walk over and hang out by a tree for a while. And then people are like, oh my God, look, a piñata. Because I don't know if you knew this, but an incredible amount of people in Mexico actually have terrible vision. So
so once again, you have to go to Mexico for this
one. You were in the balls. Okay. Balls deep in Mexico. So you buy this tree, and then usually, you know, people have birthdays. And why would you be out on an afternoon John if it wasn't someone's birthday? Like beloved Toby. So
Toby, Mexican Toby.
So they tie a string around you.
Okay.
And haul you up into a tree.
So that's terrifying.
So while this family is like celebrating with the children and like you're like slowly spitting, drifting from a rope, there's your partner is in the tree and he's actually descends down upon you and has sex with you from behind. So it's like he's having sex with you and a horse and a pinata at the same time. He gives it the old slippery pickle.
Excellent.
I wish I could find the link. I just can't.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
It's so sad. It's dead to us.
You know anywhere I can get some horse skin?
Gross. That one will haunt my nightmares.
I wish it would.
It will.
Next that we have from DeMille Mike is scapegoating. Scapegoating.
I'm trying to remember because I looked it up so long ago. Mm-hmm. You know, and so like what does scapegoating mean?
Yeah. I actually, if you hadn't found your link yet, I have mine.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Do you want to read it from this actual website?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's funny. It's funny because it actually has to do with all the goats who have misbehaved, and they're in prison. So what you do is you get an undercover job as a prison guard in goat prison.
Oh, good.
And then, and then you go in there and you help the ones escape. Who promised to have sex with you.
That's such an effective plan.
It's very illegal. I'm definitely in an animal mood today. So we see. But once you escape the goats, scapegoating, then you are rewarded by said goats with sex.
Oh, that's so nice. See, the one I heard is way worse.
Oh, do tell.
It's really sad. I heard, you know, like baby goats, you know what they're called?
Kids? So from Little Dog 847, I'm just kidding.
So this one has some leniency.
With the kids, perfect.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. It's like no matter if you're fucking kids or you're fucking kids, you know, whether it's goat kids, human kids, whatever goes by kids.
You're just fucking kids.
You're fucking kids. It's usually illegal in most places.
Yeah.
So no matter what, it's like you're going to have to escape with your lover. So the scapegoat... when you take your kids, whoever it...
or whatever.
And you run to Mexico.
Why is Mexico?
And you fuck!
So, in Norway. Mexico is bumping.
Pumping.
I actually imagine Toby? My goat prison was in Mexico as well. So, we'll just be clear. Funny. This episode is absolutely set.
Brought to you by Mexico.
Yeah, by Visit Mexico. They travel tourism industry. That sounds, that sounds lovely. It sounds hella consensual, whereas mine sounds a little more, like, bullied, but you take what you can get.
Oh, wait, does mine sound really consensual with the children? The baby goats or baby people?
You said kids, not children. You said kids!
Okay, so what defines a kid in your book? 45.
Four legs and two horns.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Finally, from Lil Dog 847, we have The Executioner.
Oh.
So in Mexico.
Okay. So here's how it goes.
Yeah.
This one you have to go to France for.
That doesn't sound like Mexico, but we got passports.
We're gonna go to France for this one. Okay.
All right.
And you take your woman or man. This is one that could be interchangeable.
No kids.
No kids in this round.
No horse.
No goat babies. No horse kids.
No kids.
No kids. No kids. Okay, and then you go to a cobble street. It has to be on cobble street, and you put your partner on all fours.
Okay,
and then you take your erection out, hard and ready to go. And you just hit them on the back of the neck, gently to start with, but then much harder until they become decapitated. Executioner. So make sure it's a partner you're not too crazy about.
Yeah, this has got to be one of your, like, bottom bitches.
Absolutely.
I'm only torn because that was exactly what I was going
to
say.
Oh, my God!
I mean, that's the same page I found. I wasn't going to make anything up. These are real. These are real. So give me a moment to browse for a new page.
Oh, executioner. Yeah, just think about it. Executioner. You're very good at wordplay.
Oh, here we are. We've arrived. So, okay. The executioner, now that you've taken a trip over to France, you might as well stay there.
Oh, good. We're staying in France. Cool.
So while you're in France, you go out to the farmer's market. They have beautiful, beautiful outdoor lavish markets, especially in southeastern France. So we've taken the TVG train from Paris into southeastern France.
Nobody cares.
Okay, cool. Okay. So down in Cannes. Yes, down in
Cannes. Why not?
In Cannes. Good old France. You go to the outdoor market. You're going to buy yourself some eggs. You're going to buy yourself two potato sacks.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. I just know where this is going.
And then you go, you treat yourself to, like, a nice little bed and breakfast. Nice flowers. You both get naked. You both put the potato sacks on, like a couple of executioners. And then the woman lays on the bed and spreads her legs. And the man lays on the bed and spreads his legs. And then they each take an egg and insert it into each other's anuses.
Okay.
It's an executioner. And then you make breakfast with those eggs.
Ew! Oh.
You said kids! I can talk about ass eggs if I want! Kids!
Kids! You have a point. We're all going to hell.
We are. You know what? We'll see you there. But first, next week we're going to be reading Savaged by Slenderman by Bitch Williams, who has written some other beautiful works that we've read
beautiful.
On here. Be sure to check out our website, snatch22podcast.com, where you can find our social media. Follow us, like us, stalk us, whatever you want. And subscribe to us, please. Leave a review for us, please. And thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Snatch 22 Podcast. I'm Croy.
And I'm Tatiana.
See you next week. Be sure to come for the book.